This show contains mature and quite immature themes. The works that are read do not represent the views of the hosts or anyone involved. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of They Don't Stop Coming. I am one of your hosts, Tori, here with my co-host, Katie.
Hello!
And we, today, are hosting the final episode of Hannah Weekend, with hopefully another outstanding episode, or fanfiction? Episode and fanfiction. Both should be great, hopefully.
Neither of us have read this.
No. But the summary sounds amazing, so we're...
Yeah.
I'm really hoping it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. This is a longer one, but I think it'll definitely be worth it. It's called Wild Thing.
Okay.
And the name is based off of a yoga pose, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll post the picture of the yoga pose. But here it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they said, which you can imagine might add a little something extra during sexy fun times, so... Think about that.
Sexy fun times. Yes. Sexy fun times plus yoga.
Yeah. So, Will is a young police officer taking a yoga class, and Hannibal is a young medical resident making extra money on the side as a yoga instructor. There is smut and a dash of plot. So.
Wait, what is smut again?
It's like...
Okay, I feel like I get the gist.
It's like everything we read.
Okay. Predictions? Obviously, I feel like they're gonna have sexy fun times in the wild thing position.
Pose. That'd be kind of funny.
I don't know if they're both going to be in this pose. Should all be looking at this picture while we're discussing this. It will be on our Insta.
Yeah.
Hold up again.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be kind of hard for both of them to be in it, but maybe one could be, like, coming from behind.
I'm thinking, like, the other way. But maybe not, because you're, like, not super balanced in this position. You've got one hand... And you've got, like, one super sturdy foot and one, like, half sturdy foot.
I feel like...
I really can't imagine how I would have sex in this position. Okay, thanks, Katie, for demonstrating.
This isn't my joy race.
Oh, no. See, you look very unstable.
I am very unstable. There's a lot of sliding going on. Not the sliding that you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really not sure whether or not someone would come from in front of you or from behind you. I don't know. Okay, but definitely sex in this position has been insinuated.
Yes.
Okay, so here's how I think it's gonna play out. Will's gonna show up to his first ever yoga practice, and there's gonna be Hannibal, the, like, sexy yoga instructor. And he's gonna, like, oh, I know what's gonna happen. There's gonna be, you know how, like, yoga instructors will, like, come around and they'll, like, help you?
Oh, like, adjust you?
Yeah. There's gonna be, like, some sexual tension there.
Maybe and he's gonna, like, accidentally touches him. In a sexual way. Mm-hmm. And then Will's about it.
I'm so excited, yeah. There's definitely gonna be some of that. I don't know, do you have any predictions?
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like it's going to be, like, a private class.
Mm.
At least I'd hope it would be a private class.
I also hope so.
Like, Will just really needed to, like, hone in on himself, so he scheduled a private class with the infamous... Hannibal Lecter. And got more than he bargained for.
Ooh, yeah.
But I don't know.
I hope there's... Not explicitly described dry humping in this.
No, just explicit sex.
If you haven't listened to the last episode, please go back and listen to it. If you've ever wondered how someone might describe dry humping, you'll find a great description there.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Shall we begin?
I think we're ready. I'm ready for some... calming yoga.
Namaste.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Training at the police academy had prepared Will Graham for many things. A surprise attack. Ooh. Apprehending a suspect. Reading someone their Miranda rights. But he had not been prepared for what Beverly was about to introduce into his life.
Beverly? Okay.
His shoulder had been extra tight for the last week or so, just another side effect from his long-healed stab wound. So Beverly had suggested he come to yoga with her. "It'll be good for your shoulder, Graham," she said while they were at the shooting range. "I can see how your shoulder's affecting your stance. You're tight as hell, and yoga will loosen you up a bit." Will shrugged, but he knew Beverly was right. A good stretch would be helpful, and he'd been tense for so long. "Fine, I'm not wearing tights or whatever." Beverly rolled her eyes. "Shorts will work, you goof."
I really hoped that Will would wear some nice, you know, tight-fitting leggings.
I think he would look good in leggings. I think they would fit his body very well. I think it would really complement his body.
Oh, okay. His body.
His body. Will met Beverly outside the Serenity Now yoga studio, where she stood waiting for him with two mats.
Serenity Now. Wait, have you seen Seinfeld?
No.
Oh my god, okay, never mind. Seinfeld reference.
"Hey, you totally came. I thought you might punk out on me." Will stood before her with a case of crazy bedhead, a ratty pair of old Nike running shorts, and a faded LSU t-shirt with a hole in the arm. "And you clearly dressed up for the occasion," she said as she handed him a mat. "Come on, let's go in." They walked in, and Will looked around, not realizing the studio would look so empty. It seemed strange to him somehow. He went up to the desk, filled out the necessary paperwork, paid for the class, and followed Beverly into the main floor, where she chose a spot in the front. "You'll love Angela. She's such a great instructor."
Mm. Angela. But it's not gonna be Angela, is it?
Beverly said as she unrolled her mat. Will nodded and followed suit, unrolling his and plopped down on it. "She's not gonna make me do a headstand or anything like that, is she?" he asked. "Ha! No, this is an intermediate class. Headstand versions are an advanced thing." Will sat and nervously took a sip from his water bottle as more people began to trickle in. "It's not a private class."
Nope.
"Oh, no."
"Well, then maybe it'll be like a..." This is a pretty long one, so maybe it'll be like he takes him on a...
Maybe.
Separate.
I hope so.
Or he, like, goes home with him. I don't know. Do you take someone home from a yoga class? Is that a thing that happens to people?
Have you ever gone home with someone in a sexual way after a yoga class? We don't know.
The only yoga classes I've ever been to were, like, really early in the morning. And so I'm, like, imagining going home with someone at, like, 6:30 a.m.
Some nice lunch sex, breakfast sex. The anticipation, he found, was always the worst part. Soon, the room had about 20 people in it. He stood up and walked over to look at a poster on the wall. "And not Asana inversions," it read. On it were photos of one model in various pretzel-like poses. Mm-hmm. How is that even possible? Will thought. One in particular stood out to him, mainly because of the name.
Ooh.
Wild Thing.
Oh.
Will read out loud to himself. He smirked and walked back to his mat. Foreshadowing.
Maybe. We love some good foreshadowing. Wow, honestly, all writing is great after My Immortal.
Right at 8 a.m., a man in a black tank top looked like very small navy blue bike shorts walked out of the mat and stood at the front of the studio. Beverly looked at him and shot a look to Will. The man addressed the class. "Good morning, everyone. Angela is sick and asked me to take over for the day. My name is Hannibal, and welcome to Vinyasa Flow." He then bent down to enroll his mat. Everyone in the class gladly took in the view.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly's smile grew 3 sizes as she leaned over toward Will and whispered, "Hello, nurse." Will shook his head and then surreptitiously glanced at Hannibal, quickly sweeping his eyes up and down. He was very attractive. Will couldn't deny that. And of course it didn't hurt his case that he was practically naked. He's wearing shorts and a tank top. How is he anywhere near practically naked?
I don't know. Maybe they're really, like, tight-fitting.
Is this how it is when guys see, like, girls in tank tops? They're like, oh, my God,
they're essentially naked. Yeah. I don't know. Is it?
Like, they're wearing no clothes. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
But any sort of flirting or whatever was the furthest thing from Will's mind. Still, a body like that.
Spicy.
Beverly leaned over once more and whispered, "I call dibs." Will smiled.
Ooh, but Beverly is not getting dibs.
No, she is not. Before we begin, do we have any injuries I should be aware of, or anyone here taking yoga for the first time? Will's hand shot up in the air. He then looked around and was mortified to see he was the only one with his hand up and sheepishly lowered it. Hannibal tilted his head to the side and gave a quick nod. Well, you are brave taking on an intermediate class as your first. Will shrugged and spat out. She made me come. And pointed at Beverly.
Cool. Playing it real cool, Will. Good job.
Hannibal gave Will a big smile and said, since it's your first time, I promise I'll be gentle. He gave a wink and walked onto his mat. Beverly grinned and turned to look at Will. Will in turn stared at the floor, blushing. There was no way in hell he could look at Beverly right now. My friend is recovering from a shoulder injury, Beverly piped in. Will's a police officer. He got hurt in the line of duty. Very brave, this one. Very brave.
Beverly's playing wing woman right now.
She really is.
She's going for it. We support a good Beverly. We love a good Beverly.
Beverly's doing great. Will wished the floor would open up and just swallow him whole as he mumbled, Christ, Beverly. I'll be mindful of that, Hannibal said. And thank you for protecting us, he added with a flirty smile. Will looked at him and nodded without saying a word while Beverly snickered quietly. Oh, one more thing. I'm a stickler for proper alignment, Hannibal said. So if I see someone needing a bit of an adjustment with a pose, I will walk over and help you. If you do not want help or you do not want to be touched, please let me know now. The room was completely and utterly silent.
Yes! Okay, I absolutely fucking called it. I would like it to be known that I called it. That I knew exactly what was gonna fucking happen. Even though it hasn't happened yet, I knew. I knew, ladies and gentlemen, I knew. And we are 2 drinks in at this point, so I knew.
Thank you once again for coming. I would like you to start on your knees or cross-legged. Close your eyes.
Start on your knees, Will. I'm so sorry. I don't know what is happening.
Close your eyes and bring your hands up to your heart. Set your intent for today's class. Will pretended he closed his eyes, but kept one eye barely open to look.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. But kept one eye barely open to look at the people around him. He glanced at Hannibal and noticed that Hannibal was looking right at him. Will quickly squeezed his eyes shut. Hannibal continued. Notice your breathing. Is it smooth and slow? Or is it uneven and quick? Be mindful of your breathing for a few cycles. Will couldn't help himself.
He was on the verge of giggling and didn't know why.
Ooh.
Slowly open your eyes, and with a neutral spine, please get on all fours as we begin going from cat to cow poses.
Mm, yes! Nothing is sexier than cat cows.
Ew!
Placing your hands directly beneath your shoulders and your knees directly beneath your
Honestly,
knees.
I'm not gonna lie, this is super accurate to what a yoga class is like.
Very accurate. Oh my god. Will held his own for most of the class. The downward facing dog proved to be his favorite pose.
Will!
Will likes a doggy style.
Being in the inverted V helped clear his mind and gave him a good calf stretch. Hannibal walked up to him and said, "May I?" Mm. Will looked at the upside down Hannibal and nodded. As Hannibal reached down and separated Will's legs slightly,
oh my god,
Will leaned into the deeper stretch.
"Good," Hannibal said and continued. Mm-hmm. "Now lift your right leg for a three-legged dog."
Beverly peered at Will and threw a smoochy face his way. Will stuck his tongue out and focused on his balance, still feeling the imprint of heat Hannibal's hand had left on his calf.
Spicy.
"From your downward dog, move into a plank and then lower to chaturanga. From there, lift up into a baby cobra." After a few of the sequences, Will was getting the hang of it and was surprised to see it was much more physically challenging than he thought it would be. "From your baby cobra, move back to downward facing dog. Lift your right leg again for another three-legged dog. Bring knee to chest. Stack shoulders over wrists. Now bring your right leg forward and down in between your hands. Sweep your hands up for a high lunge." Very nice, Will.
This is super accurate.
I know.
Like, I've done this a thousand times.
We could be doing
times.
Yoga right now.
I know. Honestly, maybe we should be following along
yeah.
with the yoga.
Will looked over to Hannibal, and breaking his concentration and balance, fell out of the pose and ungracefully onto his side. Hannibal walked over and offered him a hand, and gave him another quick wink. Will, feeling flustered, adjusted himself back into a lunge as Hannibal continued.
"What?" "Sweep your arms back and lift into
Virabhadrasana?
Virabhadrasana, or Warrior Three Pose."
Never heard it called that before.
Me neither.
"Namaste,"
Hannibal said at the end of class.
Mm-hmm. "Namaste."
Everyone in the class responded, and then got up and began to leave. Will looked around with a curious eye.
"What does namaste actually mean?"
Will asked Beverly. Hannibal responded from the front of the studio.
He didn't fucking ask you.
"In Hinduism, it means I bow to the divine in you. It can be used to express gratitude for assistance, or as a thank you."
He smiled at Will and as he stood. Beverly got up, began to roll her mat, and whispered,
"If you don't go over there and talk to him right now, I will kick your ass from here to eternity."
Yeah.
"I smell," Will said in response. "And you suck. Don't let that stop you too. Go. I'm not kidding."
How does he suck? Hannibal was picking up the yoga blocks from around the room and putting them away on a shelf in the corner. Will walked up with his two blocks.
"Here you go." "Thank you,"
Hannibal said, smiling as he placed the blocks on the shelf.
I'm so sorry.
Hannibal's scent was going straight to Will's head, among other places. It was a heady
like
mix.
Like to his penis?
I'm so sorry. It was a heady mix of musky masculinity with a hint of sandalwood. Fuck, he smelled
okay.
good.
Pause. What does masculinity
I think
smell
like?
No, I think from all the Hannibal fanfictions that we've read, we should compare how they describe Hannibal's scent.
They all do describe his scent, don't they?
They do.
He must have a good ass scent.
How is your shoulder feeling?
Hannibal asked. Will actually took stock of it and realized it felt looser, a bit sore, but good overall.
It's good.
Yeah,
definitely. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. It would probably benefit you to keep coming to this class,
Hannibal said as he put the last of the blocks away.
I'll think about it. I'm sure Beverly would be happy. She has great form. One day, you could be as good as she is, if you practice. Yeah, I mean, but would you like to have breakfast with me?
It's really going home with him.
Hannibal asked, leaning against the shelf with his arms crossed.
What?
Will asked with a furrowed brow, not sure if he'd heard what he'd just heard.
Would you like to have breakfast with me?
Will looked at Hannibal for a moment, and with a look of utter confusion on his face, he said,
why?
Oh, you dumb shit.
Why did you say why?
Hannibal smiled and said,
you really have no idea how beautiful and charming you are, do you?
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. I would immediately go to breakfast with someone if they told me that. My God.
Like, I'm beautiful and charming.
Like, yeah. Absolutely, I'll go to breakfast with you.
You wanna have breakfast with me?
Yes. Will looked at Hannibal for a moment, and with a look of... Oh, wait, I read that.
You're so focused on thinking about how beautiful and charming you are.
Will had no response to that, so Beverly popped in and said, no, he doesn't, and yes, he would love to have breakfast with you. And just like that, she vanished.
Good fucking job, Beverly. We're so proud of you.
Will waited for Hannibal outside while he changed. Hannibal came out wearing some black track pants, a pair of green gym shoes, and a plain gray t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
Will desperately wished he had brought a change of clothes with him as he pulled out his LSU t-shirt that was a little damp from class. Where do you want to go? Will asked.
There's a great little place a few blocks from here. They have a really thoughtful menu and vegetarian options if you are into that.
Meat? No. I like meat. Love meat. Meat is good.
Oh no, Will!
That was a little excessive, sir.
Will said. The words just kept spilling out with no end in sight. Hannibal raised his eyebrows, nodded, and smiled again. That perfect big smile showed off his darling fangs.
Fangs?
Fangs?
Hannibal and Will. Yes. All right.
I like meat as well,
he added with a laugh.
That's also how I imagine Hannibal laughing.
I like meat as well. Let's go.
They sat at a table near the window and ordered their breakfast. Will had decided on steak and eggs. He did love meat, after all. And Hannibal had the grain
That's
bowl.
That's what she said.
And Hannibal had the grain bowl with a 60-minute egg. What is a 60-minute egg? Shaved Parmesan, pickled hazelnuts, and pancetta. The fuck? That sounds awful.
Really? 60 minutes.
There's like... Is there such a thing as a 60-minute egg? I feel like I've heard of, like, 2-minute egg, or, like...
What is a 60-minute egg? Oh. They're soft-boiled eggs. But they're cooked at a low temperature for a long period of time.
That's a waste of fucking time.
I know. I know, I feel like you can make soft-boiled eggs...
faster.
Yeah, it says if you're not hungry, definitely 60-minute degree or 60 degree egg. What? 60 degree egg?
What?
I don't think that's accurate. how do I take a 60 degree egg and there's a 1 hour egg?
What the fuck is a 60 degree egg?
I feel like that's French and I'm not going to pronounce it right. And it'll give you yolks that are slightly thickened, but still runny, and barely set whites.
That's what she said.
Anyway, 60-minute eggs are a thing, I guess.
Good to know.
Long story short.
The coffee was strong and plentiful, and the company beautiful. So, what made you decide to teach yoga? Will asked, wrapping his hands around the warm coffee mug. I've always loved it. It's great exercise and has such a restorative effect on me. One summer, I took a 3-month teacher training in Mexico. I just packed a bag and left. I thought it would be good extra money while I finished school. Oh, is yoga not what you do full time? Hannibal took a sip of coffee and said, No. I'm finishing up my emergency medicine residency at Johns Hopkins.
Ooh, a smart boy.
Jesus, well, that's impressive. How do you find time to do anything at all with your residency going on? Hannibal said, I don't sleep very much, and I am, unfortunately, somewhat of a type A personality, always pushing myself, I suppose. Go, go, go.
Why is that the story?
Go, go, go. Life is too short not to go after what you want, don't you think? Will smiled and then looked down at his coffee. I guess so. I often think I would love to go back to grad school, get my degree in forensic science. Why don't you? Hannibal asked. I'm not sure. I don't have time. Maybe I'm a bit nervous about it. Will shrugged. Would it make you happy? Hannibal asked. It would. It'd be safer than police work, that's for sure. Will added, swirling his cup slightly, creating a tiny coffee whirlpool.
Aw, cute.
One should always pursue that which gives them pleasure. Hannibal said, looking into Will's eyes. Will felt the powers of speech leaving his body, instead opting to nod slightly. This caused Hannibal to smile once again, baring his fangs for Will to see. The food arrived, which gave Will something to focus on rather than his traitorous cock that was currently forming a strong and steady tree pose under the cloth napkin.
Oh my god, wow.
Will sighed and quickly drank his glass of water, turning all thoughts to Police Chief Crawford. An instant hard-on killer, to be sure. So sad. Sorry, Crawford. When they finished their breakfast, they walked outside, and Will wasn't quite sure about what was to be next. Did he find Hannibal attractive? Hell yes.
Mm.
And through some stroke of luck, Hannibal found Will attractive as well. Did he want to see him again? Double hell yes. So, how to make that happen? Hannibal turned to Will and said, Would you like to go to my place and work on some yoga poses?
Yes! Yes, he would.
Well, fuck him. For once, finally, life was making something easy for Will Graham. Okay. Will managed to croak out.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hannibal's apartment was about 10 blocks away from the restaurant. During their walk, the two men chatted effortlessly about a variety of things. Where they grew up, Lithuania, Louisiana, sports. Neither followed any teams, although Will did occasionally watch some baseball. Both men could speak French, sort of, and they talked a lot about food. Hannibal loved French food. Will enjoyed Thai, but a good meal, no matter what it was always appreciated. When they finally reached Hannibal's place, Will was fairly at ease. Hannibal lent himself easily to that. They walked up 3 flights of stairs and had arrived. Both Hannibal and Will took their shoes off at the door and went inside. Hannibal's apartment was huge, with tons of natural lighting and open space.
But that wasn't all that was huge.
Or open.
The living room and kitchen was one large area, with doors leading to what Will imagined were the bedroom and bathroom. The furniture was modern and simple, and the entire place was mostly white. The walls, the couch, the rug, coffee and end tables. I have to burp again, I'm sorry. With occasional splashes of color. In the corner of the living room was a large suit of armor that appeared Asian in nature. Books were also everywhere. Floor-to-ceiling bookcases lined the walls of the living room. Will noticed there wasn't a television in sight, at least not in either room. A tiny gray cat rose from the couch and greeted them both as they walked further in. That's so cute!
Hmm?
That's
Skella, Hannibal said. Greetings, Skella. Say hello to my new friend, Will.
Hello, Gilla, Will said as he crouched down to pet her. I don't know if I'm saying this word right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gilla means flower in Lithuanian. I found her outside one morning, under the rose bushes, and she has refused to leave. We have become roommates, I suppose.
Will stood up, Gilla meowing at him in approval.
Would you like something to drink? I have sparkling water,
Hannibal said.
Yes, that sounds great. Thanks.
Will began to circle the room, looking at the bookcases surrounding them. They covered every topic imaginable, from art, classic literature, science, several in different languages. Clearly, Hannibal was well-read. This impressed Will greatly.
You have a lot of books,
Will said as he ran his hand down the spine of one of them.
Have you read all of them?
Hannibal came back and handed Will a glass of sparkling water with a thin slice of lime floating on top.
Mmm.
Sexy.
Yes, I have read most of them. And the rest I purchased with the intention to do so. I may have a problem with books, if I'm to be perfectly frank.
That's a good problem to have, Will said.
Do you like to read, Will?
Will took a sip of water, then said,
I do. I don't have as much time to read as I would like, but I do. I like poetry, sci-fi. I love dystopian novels. Ah, an optimist, are you?
Hannibal said with a smile, poking Will in the arm. Yes, of course. Anyways, Will said, returning the smile.
A dystopian-loving poetry enthusiast. Intriguing.
Okay.
Hannibal said, leaning into Will.
Come on, let's get to the yoga poses.
Barely grazing. Will shivered slightly at the touch and said,
Do you regret inviting me over yet?
Not at all, Hannibal said as he stared intently at Will. Hannibal then walked over to a bookcase on the other side of the room and pulled out a book. He walked back to Will and handed it to him and stood behind him. Will looked at it and read the title out loud.
Asana's 608 Yoga Postures.
Oh. So he really just wants to work on yoga poses. Great. Will thought to himself and put his glass of water down on the table.
Yes, it has a variety of poses.
Hannibal leaned in closer, looking at the book over Will's shoulder.
See?
He said as he reached over and flipped a few pages.
I would like you to choose some.
Guess what one he's gonna choose? Wild thing. Yes, Will, get it.
Will rolled his eyes, knowing Hannibal could not see, and said dryly,
Well, some of these seem really advanced. I'm not that bendy.
Hannibal pressed himself into Will even more so and said,
Well, I...
What?
Well, I am.
Ooh.
So choose.
Will momentarily stopped breathing as he finally got what Hannibal was saying. Will turned his head to look at Hannibal, who in turn lowered his and took Will's lips into his own.
Yes.
Hannibal wrapped both arms around Will. As Will deepened the kiss, opened his lips, and slid his tongue into Hannibal's mouth. Hannibal ran his arms slowly up and down Will's torso, while Will lifted his arms, prompting Hannibal to pull Will's t-shirt off and tossed it casually to the side.
Yes, Hannibal.
Oh my god.
No, what?
Maybe. Should I shower?
Will said in between kisses.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Hannibal responded as he turned Will to face him and began dotting his neck with kisses and inhaling deeply to take in all of Will's aroma.
What the fuck? Why is it always about smell?
I don't know.
Your scent is spectacular.
I feel like if someone ever said that to me, I would be so uncomfortable. I'd be like, I gotta go.
He said just before he bit into Will's jawline.
What? What? To his jawline?
Causing Will to moan and throw his head back slowly, Hannibal languidly lapped at Will's neck, leaving a damp, sensual heat in the space between.
Oh my god. This is so much. Oh! It's one thing if it's not well written. It's well written, and now I'm just like, I'm reading actual porn.
We've made it this far. Wait, how close are we to the end?
We're very close. We're very close. Kind of. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're close. It's fine. It's fine. Right? It's fine.
Will splayed his hands across Hannibal's chest and then began to twist at the fabric of his t-shirt.
Take this off.
Oh my god.
Will murmured, and he jerked his hips against Hannibal's, each one feeling the other straining erection through the fabric of her clothing. This is like,
I'm sweating.
Stepped back and pulled his t-shirt off over his head, giving Will a full view of his chest for the first time.
Nice. It was delicious.
Ew, what?
His shoulders were well rounded and strong. He had a flat stomach that was defined but not ridiculously exaggerated. It held the promise of strength and, above all, stamina.
Yes.
His chest was covered in lush, dark hair. That's so awful. And Will immediately reached out to touch.
Oh, what? Okay, sure.
Hannibal smiled at this. Perhaps it was pride, or perhaps it was shyness. Will didn't care. Thank you, he said, and leaned in.
What?
And coiled his arms around Hannibal's neck, lifting his face, lips reaching out to Hannibal's mouth.
I am reading porn.
You are reading porn. You are reading porn.
I am reading porn.
I want to tell you that you probably read worse, but I don't know if that's true. Nope.
I feel
Scooby-Doo was worse than
this. Scooby-Doo was worse, but our listeners haven't heard Scooby-Doo.
I know. But just know in your head that it was worse.
But it was poorly written.
Yeah.
This is serious.
I know.
They kissed. Slowly.
And
purposefully.
I'm so sorry.
Hannibal's tongue massaging Will's, causing Will to whimper. And press his entire body into the kiss. Will broke the kiss with a soft exhale and reached with his...
What?!
And reached with his index finger into Hannibal's mouth.
Excuse me?
Stroking Hannibal's tongue, then meeting it with his own tongue once again to continue the kiss.
Okay, hold up. Please tell me no one actually does that. He's like, they're already making out. He reaches in Hannibal's mouth with his finger to massage his tongue.
Ew!
No. No one does that. If people actually do that, if this is a common thing, then I've been doing this all wrong my whole life, I guess.
You're not supposed to.
I don't know what I'm
doing. You're supposed to massage the tongue.
I'm very sexually inexperienced then, I suppose, so. My god.
Oh my god! After a few minutes of kissing and running against each other's bodies, Will pulled away.
That's a little bit better than the last one.
It is better. Will pulled away and said,
I'm ready for the first pose.
Ooh, yes. Okay, let's do it. Pose number one.
Hannibal intertwined his hands with Will's and asked,
"What would you like to see, darling Will?" "I would like you to do the wild thing,"
he replied, pupils lust-filled and dark. Hannibal raised an eyebrow and gave Will a cheeky grin.
"This pose is called Kamat Karasana, or Wild Thing," said Hannibal, as he bent down onto the living room floor and brought all of his weight onto his right hand, then lifted his hips high in the air and did a complicated backbend.
That's a pretty accurate description of
just
pose.
So all of you know, that's what I was doing earlier. Complicated backbend.
Complicated backbend.
Will felt his chest tighten. It should look obscene. It really should. Hannibal, shirtless, chest damp with the sweat of desire, his erection being held down by his track pants.
Oh my god.
But it looked lovely. Godlike, even. And yes, Will wasn't going to lie. It was also hot as hell. Will wasted no time getting on his knees and
oh my god. Wait. Oh my god.
This is why I need to read them beforehand. Oh my god.
No, this is why we don't read them.
In supplication. And licked Hannibal's hard cock over the fabric of his track pants.
Oh my god.
Hannibal used his upper and lower body strength to press into Will's eager mouth, his hips jerking slightly.
No.
Up, Will commanded. Hannibal got out of the pose and stood.
Wait, I hate to break this up, but like, Will saying up may be the first and only time in a fan fiction that we see Will be dominant.
I know, right?
Okay. Back to the story.
It doesn't look like it's gonna last for long.
Yeah, no.
Hannibal got out of the pose and stood, while Will remained on his knees and grabbed Hannibal's waistband.
This is poor.
This is poor. He pulled Hannibal closer toward him and then yanked his track pants,
releasing Hannibal's achy.
Oh my god.
Never did I ever think that I was going to read legitimate porn with you. This is such a bonding experience.
Do I keep going?
I don't know.
Will, don't in. Don't write in.
I'm crying. There are literal tears.
Hollowed his cheeks. Taking Hannibal into his mouth with a powerful suck. Hannibal began undulating his hips as Will continued to suck his cock all the way to the hilt and pulled out, doing it again.
Aww.
And again.
Okay, we're good.
Hannibal shuddered as Will pushed his foreskin back to expose the head, causing Hannibal to groan as Will swirled the stone around the head and dipped into Hannibal's dripping slit.
No! 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 No, no, no. Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Does it get worse?
Yes!
Okay. We were completely unprepared for this. Okay.
Hannibal pulled back, gently stroked Will's cheek, and said,
"Do you remember how to do a downward facing dog, Will?"
Oh my god. Also, yes, he fucking remembers how to do a downward-facing dog. Yes.
Will closed his eyes and nodded as he smiled.
"Do it for me now, Will."
Do it for him, Will. Do it. Oh, my god.
What the fuck?
Hannibal gave Will his hand to help him up, kissing him once again while Will was standing. No. Will hooked a leg around Hannibal's waist.
What?
Both rocking together tightly, enjoying friction between them. Hannibal began to nibble on Will's earlobe.
I've never liked that
no.
term
nibble.
And thing.
Nibble on the earlobe?
No.
And then said,
Ato Mukha Savasana. Build strength while stretching the entire body.
Hannibal walked up behind Will, pressing his body tightly into Will's back, then bent over, pushing them both down into an upside down animation. Wait, so he literally just
he walked behind him and is like, okay, and then
he's fucking folded him.
He's like, we're gonna fold over now. Okay, I have to imagine that Hannibal is that much, like, taller and, like, larger of a human being that he can literally fold over another grown-ass man. You all better be enjoying this. That's all I have to say.
Spread your fingers wide and press firmly into the ground through your palms, he said to Will.
Will's shuddering moan was ripped from his body.
Oh my god.
As Hannibal pressed his crotch into Will's ass while Will continued the pose.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What did we expect, though? What did we expect?
Will gingerly lifted each foot. Oh. Hannibal reached out to Will's shorts and pulled them down. Will gingerly lifted each foot as Hannibal helped him step out of them.
Now spread your legs wider.
Oh my god.
I can't believe I just said that. Hannibal said.
It was then Hannibal's turn to be on his knees as he dropped down and reached out to spread Will's cheeks apart before sinking in to lap at Will's hole.
Remember when I was looking for one, and there was the one with the rim job, and then we were like, no, not that one. That's too much.
So yet much better. Here we are. Yet here we are. This is what we get for not proofreading.
Will gasped and instantly pushed into Hannibal. Hannibal reached over and pulled Will closer to him, hands on Will's thighs, and without hesitation began roughly licking Will again and again. Will began to swear. It was beyond his control as he said, fuck, yes, just like that. Just like that. And rolled his hips back and pushed.
When is this gonna be over?
There's so much more. Oh my god, we have to finish it now, though, you know?
Hannibal's tongue continued dipping into Will as Hannibal closed his eyes, soaking Will, savoring him. Hannibal then pulled back and with one hand began to stroke Will's cock while the other fingered Will. First, one gentle finger, then two. Will's vision began to blur as the groans coming out of him were uncontrollable and becoming louder and louder still. He did, however, have enough wherewithal to stop Hannibal. He didn't want to come like this. He wanted more.
What?
He needed more.
Oh my god.
Will looked at Hannibal with wanting eyes and said, I would like to do the cat pose now. What the fuck is the cat pose?
Where are you going?
I'm talking cat.
You know a cat.
Kitty cat cows.
Oh. Like, so literally just like arching your back on your knees.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Hannibal licked his red, swollen lips and said,
please get on all fours for the Maryasana.
Will bit his lower lip, smiled a most naughty smile, and then said,
yes, of course.
Hannibal got up and quickly walked over to what Will imagined was his bedroom, returning with a bottle of lube and several condoms in his hand.
Good, we love safe sex.
more than one condom? That's either very showy or very ambitious, Hannibal, Will said, as he waited on hands and knees. Hannibal said, we'll see, won't we?
And stroked Will's back with one hand as he poured lube down the center of Will's ass with the other. That's a lot of lube. Pouring it down?
Pouring.
Will shivered at the coldness of the liquid.
You know, I guess more is better than not enough. Like, too much is better than not enough.
Which was then warmed by Hannibal's slick, wet fingers. They began stroking and probing him.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. Hannibal inserted one finger. Maybe we shouldn't publish this. Hannibal inserted one finger, then another, gently scissoring them.
Inside of his asshole? Like this? Okay, I don't have experience in this area. But is this a thing?
Is that supposed to do something?
I'd just be like, what you doing down there?
Gently scissoring them as Will closed his eyes tightly, hearing the blood roaring through his head, he leaned over and gently kissed one of Will's ass cheeks, then suddenly swung it hard, causing Will to jerk his hips and look back at Hannibal, who smiled earnestly at him. Hannibal bent over Will, his torso on Will's back, reached around with a lube-soaked hand, and began to stroke Will's cock when he continued to stretch him out with the other.
Oh my
Will
god.
Will moaned and threw his head back so it rested on Hannibal. They're cute. Breakfast date.
I know. I was like, oh, adorable. But I can't say that now.
No.
I'm ready. Please do it already.
Fuck me, Hannibal. Well said, they're gonna take.
As you wish.
Hannibal replied as he stopped to roll a condom over his part cock. He placed the tip of his erection at Will's eager hole.
Don't like this.
Okay, slowly push in. His cock sinking deeper and deeper into Will. His resistance at this opening gave way to Hannibal's lusty insistence. Will, who had been holding his breath, could feel himself become full with Hannibal's desire and girth.
Yes.
Breathe, darling Will.
Oh my
god.
Keep good.
Breathe.
Hannibal pulled out slowly, and Will sucked on his bottom lip, whining at the feeling of emptiness. Hannibal thrust in again, less slow and with purpose. Pulling out again slowly, he began to snap his hips into Will's, brushing his fingers tightly into Will's skin as he pulled up closer. Quicker, quicker, quicker still. Will knew he would be sore tomorrow.
Oh my god.
But didn't care. He smiled at the prospect of feeling Hannibal burn into his skin's memory the following day.
Oh my god.
He snapped back to meet Hannibal's deep thrusts. Hannibal lowered himself slightly. Why are we changing angles here? Changing his angles. Suddenly, Will was lit on fire. Oh no! As his prostate was now being generously lavished with ardor in his.
Oh my god!
Fuck!
Will groaned.
You are incredible!
Hannibal smiled at the praise, mentally patting himself on the shoulder for a job well done, knowing full well he'd only just begun.
I don't feel like we've only just begun. I feel like this has been going on for hours.
Yep.
Will lowered himself on his elbows, with his ass still in the air. Starter, do it harder. Hannibal was more than willing to oblige.
Okay.
Oh my god. Will could feel the edges of his vision to begin to turn black and his breathing becoming erratic as Hannibal continued to pound into Will's prostate.
Jeez! Let up on the poor poor man.
The sensation of Hannibal's hand stroking him in time with his thrust was almost more than Will could take. That's honestly impressive. The coil in the center of Will's being snapped as she shouted out Hannibal's name and came in hard spurts all over Hannibal's hand, writhing underneath Hannibal in an unsteady beat. Seeing Will unspool like that caused Hannibal to follow Will down the same path. He drove into Will with a few more pumps and then was coming just as hard, grunting and slapping into him. Uncoordinated jerks smearing Will's cum and sand all over Will's abdomen. They both collapsed onto the floor, gasping and breathing heavily, trying to recenter their world. Will turned to look at Hannibal managed to squeak out, "Namaste, Hannibal. Namaste." Hannibal laughed and turned Will over to begin kissing him once again.
Please tell me that's it. Please tell me it's over.
It's over.
Okay. Well, that...
I feel like that was the perfect way to end part two of Hannah Weekend.
Yep. There will be no more.
No more.
There's nothing that can top that.
We literally just read porn.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know how I feel about it, nor do I know how our audience...
I'm so sorry.
Our existent or non-existent audience, not sure. If you listen to this episode or choose to listen to this very long episode,
how far did you make it? Did you finish?
That's what she said. Did you finish, though? Did you listen to all of it? Did you finish, though? Is that a valid question to ask since we legitimately read porn? Did you finish?
Did you listen to all of this painfully awkward porn reading?
Yeah.
This was not mildly erotic.
This was fully erotic.
Are we allowed to post this?
I think so. I don't know. We've read some pretty iffy stuff. This is no worse. It's just...
It's just well written.
It's just real. It's legitimate.
Yeah.
Well, while we go off to now contemplate what we've read in our existence and just our lives in general, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And again, a reminder, if you don't already follow us, go ahead and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @don't_stopcoming. For some quality content and updates on when we post new episodes. And we are gonna go recover now, and we'll see you next weekend.
Hopefully. If you haven't canceled us already.